with the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
You see, a guy like me.
A freak.
Yeah. A guy like me.
Welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano, Josh Reese, and Aaron Rosa.
Hey, Christmas tree!
It's another Arnold movie.
I couldn't believe, first of all, that I hadn't seen this movie from start to finish.
I know.
Like, really 90% of it now that
Insane.
I've watched it.
Yes.
And also, how many quotes are from the, Arnold
there's
soundboard.
There's so many Arnold soundboard.
This one's an amazing quote machine.
Hello, cutie pie.
So many good ones. Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
This is peak Arnold at this point.
Yeah, I guess.
It's kind of funny because it's before Total Recall.
Right.
It's kind of like Total Recall, but then...
That's what I was going to say. It kind of fits like it's in the universe. Like, yeah, this also could be a dream.
Right. That is exactly right.
Yeah, absolutely.
We also had a little mini argument before we started this about whether this was in the top five of Arnold movies or not. I said yes, but not everybody agreed.
I think it's in the top five, too. Listen, Arnold has a lot of great movies. I don't know if you want to be on the right side of me, Aaron, but still, I think Arnold, this movie is like peak Arnold. It's great.
Look, I like this movie. A quick little story. We record, you know, on Sunday night. On Saturday afternoon, we figured out we were doing this movie. And then I looked it up and saw that, you know, it's not on a streaming platform per se. Like, you could rent it from Amazon for, you know, $5 or whatever. But then I saw that there was a steelbook. And I was like, well, fuck it. I love this movie. I'm going to watch it again. And I bought the Running Man steelbook, which... I think came out like recently. So it's a brand new steelbook. There's really nothing special about it. I just, you know, unless you're a steelbook collector, it's not really a big deal. There's nothing really
Which
that special
are.
About it. I am, yeah. So I got it and it, you know, it was fine.
I was just more shocked that you got it pretty much same fucking day. Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, ordered it Saturday. It got here Sunday, you know, before we were watching the movie. So it was perfect.
Tough to argue with an Arnold steelbook.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I know, I don't even have, like, a Terminator, any of the Terminator ones, but I think they still have to, like, release the 4K editions to those, so we'll see. I mean, I do love this movie. I would not say it's in my top five Arnold movies.
Go
I mean,
fuck we could, yourself.
Well, that's Jeez. What that was Aaron. He got so offended.
Hold on. It's not. If you really actually look at, I mean, all of his movies.
Like, Commando, Predator, both Terminators.
True Lies. I mean,
Total Recall.
I love Twins. Like, Twins is better for me. That's
okay,
a better
well,
movie.
Maybe not for me. But like, I mean,
Twins
yeah, there's like seven of
Kindergarten
those.
Kindergarten Cop is great.
Yeah, I mean, I like all of them. I'm just saying.
I think the only disagreement we have is you've got the first Terminator in there. I've got this instead.
Yeah, it might be like, you know, number six or seven. Obviously, yeah. It's still up there. Arnold made a lot of great movies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to get into this because it was funny. A lot of our fans hadn't seen it yet, and they said they're going to check it out now. So you guys are in for quite the ride.
You're welcome, Running Man producers.
Arnold's going to go, my residual check this month.
Yeah,
It went up. What the fuck?
It just went up 30 cents.
Yeah. I'm sure this movie cost $12 million, and $11 million was just to pay Arnold. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those
Yeah,
movies.
I think it was
like
28.
Like, you can tell it was made very, very cheap.
Yeah.
I'm just legit confused how fans of this type of movie missed this one, because this was right in his just home run golden era,
yeah, I mean,
where it was just hit after hit after hit.
Every movie after Terminator was a huge hit.
The budget was 27 estimated, gross worldwide 38.
Ooh, but, so it barely...
Yeah, but back then
that was a good
probably
thing.
A good, that's probably a hit.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's interesting, but
plus for a rated R movie or whatever it was, I mean, there's all the killing.
Oh, it's definitely rated R.
Yeah,
yeah.
And what was the one before this one? Was it Commando and then this? Or like Red Heat,
I
maybe?
I thought Commando was... I think, yo, Commando was before this.
Yeah, Commando was like 85. Commando was before it.
Because Commando was like the one, the first one after Terminator.
Because I think his first like really big ones were Predator and then Total Recall.
Conan, Terminator in 84, Commando in 85, then Red Deal, Predator 87, Running Man. That's one of my fun facts is that Predator came out in June. This was supposed to come out in July, but they didn't want Arnold movies being that close, so they pushed it for 4 months. So... Oh, it was closer to the end of the year.
What a fun summer that would have been.
What a fun summer.
Two Arnold movies like a month apart.
Right? Yeah. The Summer of Arnold? That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Also, the really the best thing in this movie is it has one of the best endings of all time. Like one of my favorite endings of all time just because that kill at the end is so fucking hilarious. Absolutely. And amazing.
Yep.
But yeah, we're going to get into it. First, we have to thank a couple new patrons. So thank you to Mike and B-Sans. Thank you so much. I recognize B. Sins, obviously. He's a What's Wrong With Wrestling patron as well. But thank you as well to Mike. You can go to patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. We're currently going through season one of Fallout. We watched episode one. We were blown away, pun intended. Mm. Holy shit, that show's awesome. Walton Goggins is great. The actress that plays Lucy is really good.
Joe, what did you think about the first episode?
Did you guys cover cousin fucking?
Yes, we did. Obviously.
We did. Make sure that was covered. Yeah. No, I thought it was. It's really strong. I'm a Walton Goggles mark, so almost anything he touches, I just love instantly. And really haven't seen him that much for the first episode, really. I think I'm in the middle of the second episode right now. It's an interesting story. Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, makes me want to play the video game. But yeah, you can watch along with us at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. We also have a bunch of brackets on there. Best TV intro of all time. Mm-hmm. Hottest 90s crush.
Yep.
Funniest comedian of all time bracket. So we've got the brackets for you on there. We also just, you could also check out the Invincible podcast on there as well. As well as many other shows, The Last of Us, Loki, Season 2. So go check it out, patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. And yeah, let's get to the news and rumors. So Ryan Reynolds announced that a new Deadpool and Wolverine trailer will drop today. Technically, it's today because the show comes out on Monday, but... You know, we're recording this obviously Sunday night, but the trailer is coming out.
What time?
I know.
I imagine.
What time? That's a real question.
Probably like 7 or 8.
I imagine we're going to be seeing we're definitely going to be seeing some more Wolverine in this. So that's going to be nice.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious if Aaron is going to watch this because I know he's trying to avoid all the spoilers and everything.
I'm trying to save as much of it as I can for the movie, but I mean, how am I gonna? It's gonna be
everywhere. How are you gonna not see it? I mean, that's the thing. Is, I feel the same way. Like I don't want to see it, but how can I not see it? I can't hold. I can't resist.
Unless you just stay off of Twitter for 3 months.
Yeah, I have to see it.
So I guess a big question is: does a character get revealed on this? I wonder. You know, there's gonna be so many cameos and things like that. You wonder if they're gonna talk.
The first trailer didn't really show Wolverine,
right?
Just from behind.
Mm-hmm.
This trailer will.
Right.
You don't need anything more than showing Hugh Jackman.
Two Wolverines?
Oh, maybe. Oh, the last trailer showed two Wolverines from behind, two different ones. So, yeah, I mean, God, I can't wait for this fucking movie.
It feels like every actor is going to be, like, every actor in Hollywood is in this movie just a random cameo.
No, there's rumors that there's so many, there's going to be just infinite amount of cameos. It's crazy.
Are these the like, confirmed cameos on IMDb? Like, Cable, Elektra, Jennifer Gardner?
I mean, these are all rumors.
Professor X?
Well, Cable has said Cable. John, what is his name?
Yes, Josh Brolin.
Josh Thanos. Brolin. Thanos. He has said that he's not going to be in it, though.
Well,
right?
they all do that. You know.
So I don't know.
You never know.
It could just be them trolling.
All right, don't say any more, Joe. Don't be a Josh. Don't spoil it.
Oh, I'm just looking at IMDb. Okay, yeah. That's all it is. That's all there is.
Yeah, but he also released a new poster. Wolverine with his claws, and then Deadpool's just kind of like touching them, like, yeah. And then he said,
touching tips.
Hugh got his nails done for this.
Oh,
so. Yeah, I really want some of these Deadpool posters. They're really cool. This one, too, where it's the heart keychain. I want these posters.
Come together.
If only we still worked at a movie theater.
Yeah, really. Got to go to the theater and beg for one, I guess. I don't know. But I'm excited about this.
Yep.
Can't wait. Also, Deadline reports that Quentin Tarantino has changed his mind and is no longer making The Movie Critic as his 10th and final film. I know Josh is happy about that. Right?
It just seemed strange that it was going to be about a movie critic. But
well, unless there's murdering and feet, and that's fine.
Well, yes, there's of course there's going to be feet.
Yeah.
But I had seen that, I guess, Brad Pitt was going to be replaying his character from...
Yes. Yeah, Brad Pitt was in talks to return as Cliff Booth from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So it's going to take... It was going to take place in that same era. But no, the main character was going to be this guy that writes movie critics on a porno magazine. And Tarantino says it was based off a real person he knew.
Wow.
Who was like a combination of Howard Stern and... I forgot who else it was. Some other crazy guy. Like, you know, he would write these crude movie reviews. But also says that Tom Cruise was in talks for a role. So he might have been the main star. But for whatever reason,
damn it,
Tarantino said, never mind, I'm not doing this anymore.
Cruise and Tarantino?
Yeah.
And you might as well just give him an Oscar now if he did that.
Right. It's not the first time he changed his mind, because in late 2022... I remember Tarantino was on Tom Segura's Two Bears, One Cave podcast, and that's where he announced that he wrote an 8-episode limited series. Mm. And I remember we were talking about on the show, like, holy shit, that's gonna imagine that, like a Tarantino TV show. Yeah. But then he decided to make The Movie Critic film instead, and now he's canceled that.
Now this critic is going to be coming 8-series.
I don't know.
And I thought he had said in an interview a long time ago, too, that he would have to make a third Bride movie because of the little girl who said she
was going to come. Well, he said that's the one of the, you know, he could make that. We don't know. We'll see. Mm. Maybe he goes back to this limited series. I don't know.
Or he goes, all right, 12 films.
Still don't understand why he's sticking with, like, one last movie is my last movie.
Well, he said
so strange.
He said in interviews, he's like, you know, directors, their movies don't get better as they get older. He's like, I don't want to make, you know, like movies and people say, oh, he's out of touch now. It's not as good. And I mean, in my opinion, it's true, because I don't really like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I've said this before. Again, I love Brad Pitt's character in it, but other than that, I don't. I really didn't like Hateful Eight. You know, so I really don't like his last two.
Was he taking a shot at Scorsese there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's like, yeah, the movies don't get better as the directors get older. I mean, Scorsese as well. We have some Scorsese news coming down soon. So, but yeah, I still haven't seen Killers of the Flower Moon. It's 3.5 hours. The Irishman was 3.5 hours. I'm sure I'll watch it, but
it's got Leo, so yeah.
But yeah, Irishman was a huge disappointment.
Well, Christopher Nolan has made 12 movies.
Yeah, but he's not that old yet.
You also got to remember, Quentin White writes his own movies. So it's not like, you know what I mean? It's like the whole thing. Writes, produces, and directs them. It's a much bigger deal. Mm. He's not directing someone else's story. He's only directing his own stories.
I guess
that's why
he
doesn't want to do
100 of
them.
And why it's so time consuming, I guess, because he's also writing.
Well, Nolan writes most of his stuff, too. Most of Nolan's movies he writes, too. But
interesting.
I think he's just like, if it's my last film, I got to make sure that it's the best one. You know, so he's not sure. But speaking of Tom Cruise, Zack Snyder was on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast and said that Tom Cruise wanted to play Rorschach in Watchmen, but Zack said no because he had already cast Jackie Earle Haley.
This is bullshit.
I'm glad you pressed that button, because Jackie Earle Haley was amazing.
Yes, he was
in that film.
Yeah,
but.
Tom Cruise says, I want to play this part, then
you're
going to be like, all right,
everything.
Sorry, Jackie.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think this part was really that good for Tom Cruise.
No.
He's never really played a part like Rorschach before.
I don't think he could have played someone so... I could not imagine Tom Cruise in the prison scene.
Do we believe this, though?
He probably could have. Right.
You're not in here with me.
It's not a big enough role for Tom Cruise, almost. You know?
No, it's really not.
So but I'm just saying.
But Zach said he wanted Cruise to play Ozymandias, which I believe he would have been perfect for that.
Right.
Absolutely perfect for that. And then Zach also said he spoke to Leonardo DiCaprio about playing Lex Luthor in Batman v Superman, which, you know, I could believe that. And then I think Leo read the script and said, never mind.
No.
Yeah,
I wish I could pull it up real quick, but I also saw that Zack Snyder had mentioned that he was confused about the controversy between the Martha stuff.
Yeah,
he was like, I didn't understand that audiences would be like, well, why did you say that name?
Yeah.
Like, well, again, of course.
We talked about when he was on Joe Rogan a month or two ago, and he didn't understand why fans were so upset that Batman kills people in the movie. And it's like, yeah, he just doesn't get it. So,
yeah. But, and this is coming from the guy that was like, you know, I'll be fine with the direction that HBO is going if they stick to the comics.
Yeah.
And Nolan, and like, well, he Nolan never really did.
Nolan understood Batman. I think he says it three times in the series. Like, I've got one rule.
Right.
And also, like, Catwoman's trying to kill someone with guns. Like, no guns, right? Yeah. Like, it's his only fucking rule. You can't kill.
And even in those movies, there's times where Batman kills someone out of circumstance, but it's not like as Ben Affleck did it, where he's just, like, shooting guys, people with guns.
Right.
Or, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just crazy.
Well, if you wanted to stick to the comics, just make it about Thomas Wayne. Thomas Wayne was the Batman that did kill, so.
No one wants the Thomas Wayne.
I'm just saying, if that's what he wanted to do, but instead he made it, you know, Batman.
Right.
It didn't work.
Well, speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio, Variety reports that he will play Frank Sinatra in a biopic directed by Martin Scorsese. It's crazy, though, now that Leonardo DiCaprio is now old enough to play Sinatra.
Right.
Like old Sinatra.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we don't really need that much makeup. Although, of course, Leo could still pass for like early 30s.
He could play young and old Sinatra.
He's my age, right? 48?
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Yeah.
So, breaking news, the movie will be 3.5 hours long.
Of course, at least. At least. That's the thing now.
He can't make a movie less than 3.5 hours anymore.
No.
Just give us a theater break. That's it.
Yeah.
Right in the middle during a downtime, give me 15 minutes to go take a piss.
Right.
That's all I want. Maybe refill my popcorn and soda.
Yeah.
It's too long. I gotta piss.
That's why I didn't see Killers of the Flower Moon in theaters, because I was just like, yeah, I'll just wait till I could pause it.
Right.
So I did a free trial of Apple TV Plus, and it's on there, so I'll watch it this month. Okay. Check it out. It'll probably take a week to finish, but, you know.
Check it out.
Last thing I have was, I think Aaron mentioned it last week. Or no, this was something that we mentioned a while back, but the upcoming Naked Gun reboot starring Liam Neeson. Well, they cast his co-star, Pamela Anderson.
What?
Yes.
Give her something to do.
She's not hot anymore.
No, but in a naked...
She's not hot!
This rock is not hot. But like in a Naked Gun movie, it might be funny.
Maybe.
She's not going to be the hot chick.
Those old Naked Guns movies, they weren't the hottest chicks ever, but they were still pretty women.
Priscilla Presley.
They were still pretty women.
Yeah.
Who's making the movie?
Oh, it's the Lonely Island. Akiva from Lonely Island.
Oh, they're making it?
Well, Akiva, yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
He's directing it?
Yeah.
I just want to know what football player is going to be cast. That's what I want to know.
Ooh. Well, we know Ray that Lewis? He'll kill his wife. Yeah, that's good.
Ray Lewis, that's a good one.
He could kill his wife. Tyreek Hill. He's already beaten women, allegedly. So it's possible.
I don't like Liam Neeson in this movie as like a silly guy, but we'll see.
None of us do.
We'll see. I don't like it.
Well, I just don't like that they're rebooting Naked Gun. You know, it's not necessary.
Yeah.
You can't improve this movie with anything, you know what I mean? It's not like Godzilla where it's like, oh, we have better graphics now.
Yeah, I knew one of the Zucker brothers was involved, and also Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane, loves it. Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson was in his Wild West movie.
Oh, right, 100 Ways to Die.
That makes sense. Who'd you say? Zucker? What Zucker?
David Mark Zucker. The Zucker brothers. No.
Oh.
The Zucker brothers are the ones who did basketball, but better airplane.
Right.
I'm sure they were involved in the Hot Shots. I'm sure they were
so Joe might be on the call for this, huh?
Right.
Maybe
he did the original Naked Guns.
Right.
David Zucker.
Maybe a holographic Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
Hologram or CGI version, like in Ghostbusters. I guess we'll see. You guys have anything else?
Yes. So we kind of talked about Fallout earlier. Spoiler alert. It's been.
No spoilers, you asshole.
A good spoiler.
No.
It's been renewed.
You said alert.
Another season.
Okay.
It's renewed.
Well, thanks
for another
a lot, Josh.
Season.
I guess we know that they all don't die this season, you piece of shit.
It could be new characters next season. Who knows? But I just, you know.
That's not a spoiler, you idiot.
I'm just saying. After one episode, we knew it was going to be renewed, and, you know, they dropped it all at once.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's renewed. So, bam. Yeah. Bam.
And I already said that on the Fallout podcast, but thanks, Josh.
Did we?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Damn. Well, I just wanted to break news that Andrew has already broken.
Do we know anything else besides the season two? Like, are there more episodes or?
No.
Well, what do they like say exactly? Like, why was it renewed? Like, did they really have a press release? What do you think?
Like, just start reading. What
just
does it say?
Read whatever it says.
Just a week after the premiere of Prime Video's Fallout application, which was met by both critical and audience enthusiasm and overwhelming positive reviews, the series has received an official season. I know, taxes get introduced to this.
All right, thanks, Josh. Sorry, that's enough.
That was my own commentary.
All right, thanks, Josh.
It's like when Stern has like a fan talking, like on call in, and he can't understand that he's already potted him down. You can hear him back like,
did you cut his mic halfway through?
Yeah, he did. He potted it down, put the music up. Fantastic.
All right, thanks for that information, Josh. What else you got, buddy? Anything else?
No, that's all I got.
That's all you got. God. All right, Aaron. It's Aaron's turn.
Well, I have a better.
I'm kidding. It's
how dare you?
How dare
what
you?
What an insult!
How dare you? I've got some better Fallout news. Apparently, Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad wants to be in Fallout Season 2.
Well, not only that, Jonathan Nolan says, "I want Aaron Paul for Fallout Season 2.
It's done.
Right.
Consider it done.
Please, God, make that happen.
That's definitely going to happen.
Some Invincible news. Apparently, it's been renewed for seasons 4 and 5.
Wow.
Not really surprising, considering how awesome that show is.
Yes.
But not just that. Apparently, they are working on a big-budget Invincible video game.
Okay.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes, please.
Everything. Sure. I mean, we've heard about the live-action movie as well.
Right.
Wow.
That they're going to make.
Hitting a for lot sure. of things.
Well, that's what Robert Kirkman
it's in development.
Says. Yeah, he
that's
says
that's awesome.
We got to figure it out.
Well, only one man can play Omni-Man. Let's hope he is young enough.
To who? J.K. Simmons?
Yeah, I mean.
Plays the same character? Yeah,
he's got to. He'd have to.
70-year-old J.K. Simmons.
I know. What if they get what if they get Henry Cavill to play Omni-Man?
Yeah.
Aaron's getting ready. Yeah. See, I feel it. Yeah.
He's excited. He'd want that?
Sure. That'd be awesome.
Are you kidding me? Going full evil?
That would be awesome.
Oh. Going full evil, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Full heel.
Also, do you guys remember that Coyote Acme movie?
Yeah,
that
of course.
Everybody loved it.
Yeah.
It getting shit canned. They're saying it's still available for acquisition.
Right.
So maybe it's
someone can buy it.
Someone can come in and.
Yeah, let's do it.
Should we buy it?
Should we?
$1,000?
Crowdsource this?
It could be $1,000.
Yeah, because the last we heard, they shopped it around and no one wanted it, which I'm shocked because, I guess you can't really listen to the internet, but it's tough with Looney Tunes. Like, kids don't know what Looney Tunes are. My son doesn't know what Looney Tunes are.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's tough.
Yeah, it might be tough to find an audience for that. And then the last thing I had, apparently Steven Spielberg is working on directing a UFO movie from an idea he had.
Okay.
So I'm all in for that.
Sure.
Aliens and Steven Spielberg. It's pretty good formula.
Close Encounters. Yeah, he's done it before a couple of times.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
That's what I've heard.
All right. Is that it for news and rumors? Yeah.
I'll just throw in one more thing. I saw the trailer for Transformers 1. It's an animation. You did? Like, dude, what the fuck are they doing?
No,
Optimus and Megatron are best friends. They're just robots on this planet. It looked so bad. It looked like they basically babied the Transformers for children.
And Chris Hemsworth?
And it's not for children. It's for adults ages 34 to 55.
When you see something like that, it's like...
You're just like, what?
It's like, whose market is this?
Who needed an origin story for Optimus Prime? No,
it's probably to get children, into it more.
I guess
because Transformers is really just adults now. Like,
right. Well, yeah, it was when we were kids. It was a great cartoon and toy.
But I mean, they released the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon. It was very kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
very kid oriented and all that. So, all right, let's move on to the Running Man.
The Running Man.
Yes.
The year is 2017.
Whoa.
The world has gone to shit.
Yeah.
Too real.
Too real.
Too real. They were just a few years early.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
The world.
I said like by 2030. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see it.
There's like this title scroll, kind of like Star Wars, and I was going to type all of it, but it was so fucking long.
Did it say 3 years before COVID started?
Yes, it did, yeah. The world economy has collapsed. Food, natural resources, and oil are in short supply. By the way, like, no one checked to see. I guess Josh did the typing for this. Because food, comma, natural were all one word.
Yes.
They were all together.
No space.
Food, comma, natural resources and oil are all in short supply. A police state divided by paramilitary zones ruled with an iron hand. TV is controlled by the state. And a sadistic game show called The Running Man has become the most popular program of all time.
All time.
Yeah. But it's very much like, it's like there are rebels too trying to fight these evil forces. And, yeah. So we meet Arnold. He plays policeman Ben Richards.
Yeah.
Because of course he does.
Right.
It's an Arnold movie and he's got to play an all-American hero with an Austrian accent. It's perfect. Makes total sense.
Makes sense.
My name is Thomas Jones.
Like, that's his name. He's just...
No, I was looking at so many of the
names. I'm English. What are you talking about?
My name is John Matrix. Jericho Kane. John Kimball. Like, he has so many different weird names.
I grew up in Kentucky. Wow, this is how we talk there.
Yeah.
Luke Brunner.
Yeah. The best is still John Matrix from Commando. Mm-hmm. There's no cooler name than John Matrix.
Right.
I don't know. Apparently, he plays like Captain Ivan Denko. Ivan Denko. That's interesting.
Well, that's in which one?
Red Heat.
Red Heat. Yeah. Well, that's where he actually plays a foreign
Adam
guy.
Gibson.
Yeah.
Cocainum.
So we see Arnold flying a helicopter, and he's told to fire on a group of innocent people who are rioting for food because the world's so awful now that everyone's starving, and these people are just trying to get food. But Arnold says, "The hell with you." So the other policemen attack him and eventually beat him up as Arnold goes,
Now,
but yeah, pretty evil.
Classic
this,
Arnold.
This will come back into play later, but for some reason, they have cameras on the outside of
they
the
have
helicopter.
So many cameras.
And inside.
Like Amazon truck drivers, they're always watched all the time. And if they like don't stop at a stop sign correctly, a robot tells them like, hey, you know, do better next time.
Cut it out or you're going to be in the running games.
Yeah. So I can see
you're
this.
You're going to be thrown into the running games.
The running games.
Hey, do better next time. Hey, put your dick back in your pants.
we'll make you an Amazon robot. We'll turn you into an Amazon robot. Yeah. It was like that South Park episode where an Amazon worker got turned into an Amazon package. It's like, this is terrible. Why did they do this to me?
Or they have to hit a certain delivery time and the package is late. They'd be like after he runs the stop sign, well done.
Yes, exactly. So then we fast forward 18 months later. Arnold is working at a prison labor camp.
Of course.
And he's got a beard, which I wish he would have kept the beard.
Yeah.
You know, you never see him with a beard. And it looks good on him. It would have been cool, but...
You can't screw up the moneymaker.
Right.
Everyone has to know it's me.
He starts a riot to break out. He picks up one guy by the balls, it seems like.
Yeah.
He's like, can I give you a lift?
So that was nice.
Yeah.
And they all had collars around their necks. And unfortunately, one guy, Chico... Chico, come
on! Chico,
out.
No!
Chico!
Like, they gave such importance to Chico. We never met Chico. We don't know why he's important.
I think the problem was Chico didn't speak English because they were in Mexico. Yeah. So maybe he's like,
no,
Chico, Alto Chico!
He was kind of the father figure of the prison camp.
Oh, yeah?
That I made up a backstory in my head.
Gotcha.
And they all kind of treated him like a father, and they wanted him to get back to Mexico to see his family, you know, and that's why they were doing this whole mission.
Yeah.
For him.
And by the way, this is who Razor Ramon's always talking about.
Chico?
Yeah. Chico ran past the barrier before they, like, released it so
they
that
broke
they
the
could
code.
Pass, and then his head explodes. And that was
fucking
great.
Fucking head explodes.
That was great.
Boom.
It also made me laugh, just the technology back then. Like, they're trying to break it in, and all the dude is typing in the same code over and over and over again.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't try different codes.
Like, one nitpick I have from this movie is it really doesn't get great until we start the Running Man game. But, like, this was one great moment that was outside
the only. Yeah,
and the best part was after his head exploded, he just kind of kept running.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So Arnold and his friends get out of there. This guy who I guess he's the leader of the rebellion, he takes their collars off. He throws Quato?
Quato.
No? Say Quantro. Okay.
No, I don't know his name.
Okay.
It was Quanto? That's hilarious if it's true. Josh probably just made that up. But no, he takes off one of the collars, throws it in a bin for, you know, it explodes in the bin. And that's where we were like, are they in Mexico? Because it looks like he's sneaking back into America.
It was weird. That one scene was kind of confusing.
And there was just one guy who was like, yeah, one, two, yeah, go. You? All right, go. You, he's like grabbing everyone. He's like, okay, you're good.
You look fairly American. Get on in, buddy.
And it's just like, everyone's fine to go. Yeah. Why are you even stopping them?
Mm.
So then Arnold goes to his brother's apartment. But Maria Conchita Alonso now lives there. She plays Amber. And it's hilarious because we see her working out to Jesse Ventura on TV.
Yeah.
Who's just like, come on, guy. Like, kind of like a Richard Simmons type deal. And then at one point he's like, ooh. Yeah. Oh. But even odder, she's working out in lingerie.
With pantyhose.
With pantyhose.
Lingerie and pantyhose. Yeah. Everyone's favorite workout routine.
I approve.
That was so weird.
Right, I can understand maybe lingerie, but the pantyhose, it just seems unnecessary. But you know, yeah. It's fine.
Gross, too.
Yeah, pantyhose, not a big fan, unless they take it off. But yeah, Arnold scares her. He just like, she's like, I think, trying to bench press or something.
No, she was doing sit-ups.
Oh, right, but then she lays back, and then Arnold just like almost teabags her.
He's just like, you see anything you like, bitch?
Are you my brother's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you me and my brother's girlfriend?
Did my brother get you for me?
Which, by the way, if there's one sin of this movie, it's that we didn't get to see Arnold's brother, because what would he have looked like?
They would have just had to put Arnold in a mask. Oh, but we do, according to a fan theory.
Oh, yeah?
I'll get back.
Is it Danny DeVito?
No, according to a fan theory, because what does she say when he asks where his brother is?
Oh, he was sent to re-education.
I think I've heard the same thing.
And you know who it is?
Which one?
Go ahead.
No, let's just keep going.
Oh, well, now I kind of feel like I know.
Which one?
Jesse?
No. So, no. You know the guy at the end who you think he's going to be the final fight, and they just give him the chair? They go, oh, that's Arnold's brother. That's why they don't initially fight.
But then when Arnold recognizes him.
Yeah, that's why he was like... That's why he didn't start killing him immediately. Why did Arnold just not throw an axe at him the minute he saw him? He's like, my God, it's my brother. And he's like, and he goes, da-da-da-da, whatever he says about steroids. And he walks away. He's re-educated, though. Like, wait, his mind was
right.
Yeah.
Wait, the guy had to die.
So like, instead of the 5 minutes of backstory about that, we got 5 minutes of him sliding through tubes?
Yeah, right. Five movie minutes watching people go through the tubes.
That's hilarious. I say we just go with it.
Yeah.
That sounds great. He ties her up to her workout equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where we get some more classic Arnold soundboard quotes like, oh, you must be very proud of yourself. And
look at what we have here.
Yeah.
And then Arnold's like, you're coming with me. And he lifts the bed with her on it, or it's the workout equipment she's on.
I guess. It's very confusing.
But, like, it's bolted to the ground.
To the ground.
And he just easily lifts it like he's just picking up a piece of paper. And she's like, oh, Jesus.
She's like, okay, I'll come with you.
And she soaks the floor.
Hi, Dios mío. Crazy. Yeah, it was terrible. She was terrified.
Yeah, I think there was a sex scene right after that. They cut it, but yeah.
Well, no, that was where Arnold was like, well, I wrote the sex scene. And then she's like, but there's no cameras. He's like, no, they're
filming. Trust me. They're filming. Don't worry. Have you met my maid? She's disgusting. But that's the point.
Yeah.
It's like I'm fucking myself.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
This is what I would look like as a woman. Pathetic.
So then we meet the host.
Jesus Christ.
We meet the host of Running Man.
When I fuck you, I need you to go.
Yeah. Well, that was a joke I told my friend Jim a long time ago. It was like... you know, I was at a hotel and they told us like Arnold was staying here and big shock, like my room was right next to Arnold's room, and you know they said he was with his wife, and I heard them going at it, and it was like
yeah,
and then Arnold started, you know,
yeah.
Yeah,
nice.
So we meet the host of Running Man, and it's the fucking Family Feud host, Richard Dawson. This must have been quite the mind fuck for people back then.
Maybe.
What's funny is people that worked with Dawson said his character in this movie was more like how he actually was behind the scenes.
Sure. A fucking game show host.
But there's a lot of cursing in this, but if you notice, he doesn't say anything but bastard at the end. That was the trade-off. That he wasn't, they couldn't curse. Because, you know, people couldn't separate reality from TV back then. Apparently, the 80s, everyone just bought into what they saw.
He could send innocent people to their deaths.
Right.
But he can't say fuck.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right. Dawson's number one guy is the asshole from No Holds Barred. I mean, he's been in a lot of movies, but I mean, that's where I know him best. That's his, you know, Wayne's jockass!
Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Right.
But you jockass, and then he gets electrocuted. And No Holds Barred, guys. Yeah, he's a great weasel. Great.
Kurt Fuller.
Take a leak. Yeah.
Ghostbusters 2, right? You mentioned that.
So they're looking for a new contestant. And Richard Dawson sees Arnold on security footage running from the prison. And he's like... Richard Dawson was very hard.
Yeah.
When essentially, he saw Arnold. I mean, he was like dressing like, Arnold down gorgeous, with his eyes. Right?
I think he says,
It's like, look at this beautiful fucking man. Mm. Yep.
Then they show a close up of Arnold running, and he's just like, so that was great.
And it's like, where were they filming that farm? I don't know. Whatever.
They just had amazing security cameras.
I don't remember that part in the movie.
In 1987's 2017.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Then they go to the airport, and Arnold's wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and he's also, like, he's holding Amber. This is something you couldn't do today, because he's the good guy. He's holding Amber by the back of her neck, and he goes, remember, I could snap your neck like a chicken's.
Like a chicken's. Yeah.
It's the hero.
Yeah. And Arnold doesn't have a travel pass, so he uses hers, but then he tells security, oh, she left hers in the purse here. Oh, she's got so much stupid shit in the, you know, women in the fucking purses.
Goddamn purse.
And the guy's like, I fucking hate him. All right, just go.
This is the fine. This is the future, but you don't know. There's no name on a travel pass.
Try doing that today to the TSA.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. They're going to tase you and throw you in jail. Yeah.
They go, all right, just go. This guy's
stick your fingers up your butt. Then Amber punches Arnold in the dick and yells for help. Oh, help me, I've been kidnapped. And Arnold runs outside just in big open space.
Open space, where the first place you'd think to go.
And,
but he kind of no sells the dick punch. Which
I
is,
mean, he went,
dying.
Yeah. That's it. That's all you're going to
do.
It just tingles for Arnold.
It's kind of funny. Like in all these old Arnold movies, he's always getting punched and kicked in the dick. In Total Recall, he gets punched like multiple times in Total Recall.
And he's never down. It's just,
Yeah. But then he grows another set. That's the thing.
He's like, you don't know how hard I work out this dick.
Yeah. So he runs outside, but they shoot a net on him.
Like you see in cartoons?
And like, it's they don't film it well. It looks really crappy. It's just like you threw a blanket on it. And he just goes down.
Yeah.
I mean, he lifted a fucking, like, the feats of strength he does in this movie is insane. But, oh my God, the little net, no.
Wait, are those mini sandbags on the end of those nets? Yeah. Take me right down.
So Arnold's put in a cell, and Richard Dawson, who plays Killian, tells him, I want you to be the next running man. And Arnold says, fuck you.
Yeah,
he did. That's soundborn Arnold as well.
Yep.
However, Killian threatens to send his friends in his place. So Arnold agrees. And then we have this like 2 minute scene.
It's so weird.
We have this 2 minute scene where he's just laying down in a fucking hospital bed and they're injecting him with needles.
A giant needle went between his fingers.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Then they just shove shit in his mouth. Just so that he goes, like, that's it.
Yeah.
They're just like, hey, let's just put a bunch of shit in his mouth just so we can have a close-up of Arnold going,
It's like,
did so well, they ran it back again for Total Recall.
Yeah, they sure did.
They're like, hey, let's do this again, but times 10.
Yeah. Let's make your face kind of explode during that, too.
Yeah.
Twice.
So then, and they never explain what that was, right?
I guess to keep trackers on him, maybe?
No,
they were tracking him throughout
They were doing x-rays of his mouth, like at the dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess to frame him later? I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe, yeah.
So then Amber goes home and she sees that the news falsely reported that Arnold shot and killed two people at the airport. She's like, what? No. And then the news reporter says, and now climbing for dollars.
Oh my God.
That's probably one of the, it's probably the funniest legit line in the whole movie.
Oh yeah.
Because it's kind of like you're watching Idiocracy. Yes. It's like, you know, it's like, and next, ow, my balls. Like that, like this is like that. And we just see a guy climbing a rope trying to grab money. And then there's like dogs on the floor. And then eventually he just falls.
He's at the top of the rope grabbing the money, yet the yeah. dogs are eating his feet. You're like, wait a minute. How long is this rope? It's like a 5-foot rope.
Yeah.
Or giant dogs.
Yeah.
Climbing for dollars.
It made me.
I need him. I was like, where's that movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Where's the spinoff?
It made me think of like other game shows that might be in this universe.
Yeah.
Like maybe Fight for the Death for your rent payment.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could be. Yeah.
Like wacky, like Japanese style games, you know, just crazy shit.
Like when they thought of Hunger Games, they saw this movie first, sure. right?
Oh, yeah.
For sure. So then we also find out Amber works for the ICS, which produces, you know, the Running Man, and she sees them taking Arnold to the game. And then Amber's coworker says, maybe the most upsetting line of the movie.
Doesn't make any sense.
She says, like, in a very, like, sexy seductive. Way. Yeah.
Super
she's like,
sexy.
You're lucky he didn't kill you or rape you. Or rape you, then kill you. Or kill you, then rape you.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
She's like, excuse me, I've got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Come at me. It's like, maybe she replaces her as the lead actress in the sure. movie. I don't know. So then the show starts. You know, like
they send her into the tunnel and yeah. she's like, hey, I stole something too. Yeah. You send me down there with him. With him.
So the show starts, and I think for the first 20 minutes, it's just women dancing poorly.
Long time.
For a long time?
Yes.
Like, hey, the budget ran out. We don't have enough for like cheerleaders. We just hired some random women who can't dance.
Fun fact, who did the choreography for this movie?
Paul Abdul.
Correct.
Oh, really?
Are you yeah, serious? For sure. Holy shit.
I just guessed because it was the 80s.
That's what I was going to say.
And these were a lot of Laker girls that she got, or former Laker girls
wow.
that they hired for it.
But what was it a prank? Like, was she like, hey, let's just suck?
No, this was an amazing move.
Terrible.
87.
My God. Oh, then Richard Dawson does, or Killian does shitty stand-up for a while.
Ugh.
And then Arnold is forced to sign some waiver, and he uses a guy's back, but then he stabs him with the pencil
yeah.
and fucking just stabs him in the back, and it just hangs off the guy's back.
That and sure you give me a copy.
To never yeah. be seen again.
Right. Yeah, well, he died of
ink poisoning.
Ink.
Yes.
I think it was...
Yes.
Internal bleeding. He just right. died, yeah.
And ta-da! Ta-da! It's gone. Yeah. I'm the Joker.
Yeah.
How have you not done that yet?
Yeah, no
Arnold
shit.
Arnold as the Joker.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let's wind the clocks back a year. These cops and lawyers.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I think that would...
What right. happened? Did your another balls show. Drop off? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't stop. You see a guy like me.
A freak.
Yeah. A guy like me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
A guy like me. Look, listen. I know why you like to have your pansy group therapy sessions in broad daylight.
Yeah.
I know why your pansy is so afraid to go out at night. Oh, the Batman. See, Batman has shown Gotham your true colors, unfortunately. Dent is just the beginning. And as for the television so-called plan, Batman has his own jurisdiction.
Now you have a plan. Yeah. Freeze!
Freeze! Yeah. It's simple. We freeze the Batman.
Freeze the Batman. It's come full circle. Oh, my God.
It's simple. We freeze the Batman.
And then he just leaves them with, like, you know, what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age! He just runs out the room. The fuck was that?
My mom's just like, what the fuck?
The fuck is he talking about?
The crime Freeze boss the is fucking like, Batman.
The fuck was that? Hey, Carmine, is this another one of your jokes? Very funny. Let's get going with business.
Oh my god, I have to do every monologue now as him.
All right, anybody got real intel on Batman? I went on the internet for 5 minutes. It's Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
All right, let's go bomb his house. Are we good? All right, goodbye.
Right. Oh my god. All right, so back to this movie.
Oh, too bad.
Oh.
I just did what I do best. I took you to the plan.
All right. So they show the audience fake footage of Arnold killing all the innocent civilians that he refused to kill. But in like when they edited the footage, he's like, you know, go. He tells them go to hell. They're like, no, Arnold, don't do it. And he's like, go to hell.
Yeah,
you just see a bunch of people dying.
Yeah. No, you know, it's just crazy. Like the
I'm an agent of chaos.
The editing technology back then.
Oh, it was great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
Right. So then they bring Arnold out, and the fans boo and yell at him. They rip off his prison clothes to reveal his running man outfit.
They'll cheer. Like, yay.
Yeah. And then Killian shows former contestants on TV who he claims have won in the past and now live in Hawaii with hot chicks.
Yes.
Like, see, look, we have last season's winners. There they are. Celebrating
here's $1 billion. You win.
Right. And then they put Arnold on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
Amazing. And Killian reveals that Arnold's friends are going too. So he was not a man of his word.
No,
of course. He told them, you know, if you go, they'll be fine, but they get sent as well. And before going down the ride, Arnold tells Killian, I'll be back.
Oh.
Because of course he does.
Man.
Yes. Only in a rerun.
Yeah.
Bam.
Right. Then they get sent down the awesome super fast slide that we watched for a few minutes.
Yeah,
but I think it was just like for later because you know something
set up
crazy.
Later,
set up later. And then Killian asks an audience member which fighter she wants to see first, and she says Sub Zero. And then we see Sub Zero. He's this Asian man. He cuts a gong in half with a hockey stick.
Yeah.
To show how racist this movie is. I guess.
And then they say he cuts people up like quivering pieces of sushi.
Like sushi.
Not racist at all.
Yeah. No. And there are also people outside placing bets on the game throughout the whole movie.
Like,
and
what's the bet? Who dies first, I guess? They're all holding up cash.
Quickly or
who gets the next kill?
Yeah.
We see that later. Mm-hmm. Then we have Jesse Ventura live from the he's like, hey, live from the locker room. And, you know, I remember when I used to be a stalker. And then Killian's like, oh, sorry. I'm sorry. No more time. And he's just like. What the fuck?
Yeah. Hey, McMahon, I'm here from the locker room. It's me.
Right, exactly.
You know, I have got a conspiracy about why I was cut off.
Yeah.
It's Hogan.
It's Hogan. McMahon runs
How
the studio.
How was he not a stalker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was Hulk Hogan, not a stalker. Because by then, Jesse hated Hogan. Mm. So they weren't going to be in a movie together. But yeah, he's like live from the locker room. It's like, what? This is where we put on our fucking tights and stuff.
Right.
It's like, wow, so cool. So Sub-Zero attacks Arnold and his friends on a skating rink.
I don't know.
Sub-Zero shoots one of Arnold's friends in a net, but it closes. Like, shoots him like he's scoring
a hockey goal. Yeah.
Then Sub-Zero shoots a puck at Arnold and it explodes and briefly knocks him out. But then Arnold gets up, pulls some barbed wire out from a fence, wraps it around Sub-Zero's neck and kills him with it.
But he also, Sub-Zero was able to... No, I'm sorry. Keep going.
Yeah,
you said it.
Then Arnold yells,
hey, Killian, here is Sub-Zero. Now, Plane Zero.
Yeah. Not the best.
Not the best.
Could have just been Zero.
Yeah, right. You know? Right.
Now just Zero.
Yeah, for sure. And then Dawson, like Killian, acts like the death was a tragedy. He's like, "Oh my God, everyone, let's have a moment of silence."
This has never happened.
No,
like with these crazy criminals, they've never been able to get one up on on a hunter.
Yeah,
wow.
And then Arnold's friend says, "Oh, it's a good thing we killed Sub-Zero." And Arnold says,
"Yeah, he was a real pain in the neck."
Dang, that's how we kill him.
Good stuff. Then the next audience member can't decide between Buzzsaw and Dynamo. So Killian just sends them both. Oh, it's fine.
Tag
they
team.
Can both go, yeah.
And Buzzsaw was on so much cocaine.
Oh,
and
my steroids. God.
Like, I'm surprised he did not die just from, like, standing.
That was
insane. His eyes were, like, so pinned.
Yeah.
Oof.
But Buzzsaw's a maniac with a chainsaw. Dynamo is an opera singer with electric powers, like zappy electric powers.
Rapey electric powers.
Very rapey.
Yeah.
And then Killian announces that Amber is the next contestant in the game because earlier she snuck into like the video room to try to like prove Arnold's innocence, and she found like the unedited tapes. And it, then they grab
cartridges, whatever.
It made me laugh so much as the announcer was talking about some of her crimes. He's like, and sometimes she had two or three men in a year.
Sexual partners in a year.
Yeah. I thought he was going to say three ways.
I know, right?
She cheated on her college exams and she fucked three guys.
Wow.
Whore.
Yeah. So then Arnold's nerd friend realizes that the government TV satellite uplink station is in the game show arena. That's the rebels have been looking for it because they want to broadcast their signal out there. And then Arnold hears someone coming and he grabs them, but he realizes it's Amber. Then Arnold and his friend are attacked by Buzzsaw on a motorcycle. And Buzzsaw like cuts Arnold's friend and then he lassos Arnold and drags him on his motorcycle. But then Arnold manages to tie the rope to something and Buzzsaw goes flying off the bike. Arnold slowly walks up to Buzzsaw, but he wakes up and they struggle with the chainsaw. Buzzsaw says, this saw is part of me and I'm going to make it part of you. But Arnold says, that's all right. Keep it. And then Arnold chainsaws Buzzsaw's cock and balls.
Not a rapey thing to say at all.
No.
A perfectly missed thing. Could have said, I'm going to shove the chainsaw up your ass.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be part of your dick.
I don't know. But yeah, great scene. I wonder if, because we, what was that movie with Ryan Reynolds where all the assassins are trying to kill, what's his name, in that fucking casino? Smoking Aces.
Smoking Aces, yeah.
Because in that scene, one of the neo-Nazi guys falls onto the chainsaw.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah,
he's like,
So the nerd hacks into the uplink, but Dynamo electrocutes him, and he's dead. Just one little zap. And then Arnold sees Dynamo, like, I guess he's trying to rape. Well, I guess we know now, because later he does. He's trying to rape Amber.
Yep.
So he's like, hey, Christmas tree! Ah, come here, stop raping! And then Dynamo chases Arnold in his weird car, but Arnold outruns it.
Yeah.
Arnold's faster than his electric car. Whatever. Yeah,
sure.
That was a statement that they were trying to make.
That was a statement back then.
Too true.
Electric cars.
Too true.
And then Arnold just runs up a hill, and Dynamo follows him and crashes. That's it.
Just rolls his car.
Yeah. And then he's like, help, cut, go to commercial, guys. Oh! And then Arnold grabs his big pole, thinks about, you know, jamming it in Dynamo's head, but then he says, I won't kill an innocent person. And then the whole TV audience goes, boom! That was great. And then Amber says, what happened to Buzzsaw?
He had to split.
Another great Arnold pun. And then Arnold tells his other friend who's injured, he's like, come on, let's go. And he says, I'm going somewhere, but not with you. Buzzsaw took care of my travel arrangements.
Arrangements, yeah. Oh, my God.
Who has classic lines like that as they're dying?
As they're dying, yeah.
Well, it's like in Team America where he's like, sorry, babe, looks like this is a one-way ticket. Yeah. Like, because then he says, don't let us down. I don't want to be the only asshole in heaven. Then he just goes, ah. Just dies. Just, Dude, that might be what Team America's making fun of.
Maybe.
Because in that opening scene, he goes, look, this is a one-way ticket, just like he took care of my travel arrangements. And then he just goes, be happy, get... He just dies with his mouth and eyes open.
Yeah.
It's so great. So then Killian pops up on the screen and he's like, don't worry, Arnold, you know, this is not on TV. And he offers Arnold a job as a stalker. Just be part of the show now. And Arnold grabs the camera and he says, I'll make you eat that contract, but I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine.
Yes.
It's a big line for Arnold. Long.
Very and that's long. Another soundboard one.
Yeah.
Where he calls that one like Southern guy.
Yeah.
He's like, I hope you have enough room for my fist. And he's like, we don't. Bye. Hangs up
on you. We don't.
Hangs up on him. Yeah. Then we meet Jim Brown, who plays Fireball.
Hey.
He's called into wardrobe. And this is before he learned how to act. a little bit.
He learned how to act.
I mean, he was better in like Any Given Sunday.
Well, that's 30 years after this.
Yeah.
Not only this, 10. I mean, this must have been like right after the football season because he could barely move.
Well, he wasn't still playing in 87.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, he was just like, he was barely moving.
He was not good.
That was Arnold's acting class telling him to be a robot.
Yeah.
That's all that
was. Yeah, early in the movie, we see Arnold walking, and like he's still walking like the Terminator. Like, does he walks think to that this
soundtrack.
Like, he thought this movie was Terminator 2. I don't know. So Fireball puts on a show for people with his flamethrower, and then he jetpacks away. That was great.
Yep.
And then Killian asks another old lady, like, who's going to make the next kill? And she says, Ben Richards. And he's like, no, he's not a stalker. You can't pick him. And she's like, I can pick whoever I want. He's a bad motherfucker.
And that turned the whole crowd on his side. Absolutely. All the people outside were like, put money on Richards.
Yeah.
Then it put 100-1,
even though he's killed everyone. 100-1 odds? Stallone, I mean, geez.
Stallone saw this and he was like, I got an idea for Rocky IV. You know?
Yeah.
They hate him, then they love him. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Then Amber tells Arnold, oh, we should have went to Hawaii. And he says,
I had the shirt for it, but you fucked it up.
Sounds good.
Might be his best line in the movie, really. Yeah. So then Fireball chases Arnold and Amber. And Joe is pointing out how, like, in the beginning, he was right behind them. And then the very next shot, they're like super far away.
Slowly walking.
They're slowly walking.
Down these stairs. Where should we go? I don't know. Left, right. I mean, how are you feeling?
Yeah. Arnold throws gasoline barrels at Fireball and it leaks. And then Jim Brown shoots the flamethrower. And there's a giant Fireball, but he's fine because he is Fireball.
Oh. Yeah. It, the retardant, right? The flame retardant on him.
Hard R.
The what?
Watch it, Joe.
Then Amber finds three skeletons that were all burnt to a crisp and finds out because they stupidly left the dog tags on them and just also didn't remove the bodies.
None of them are wearing dog tags. So where do the dog tags even come into play? It's kind of funny.
But the bodies had the dog tags.
I know, right? But yeah, they weren't wearing dog tags as contestants. It's kind of funny.
So this is where I've got a question. So they sold this as these were the winners from last season.
Yeah.
But it's made clear that no one's ever killed a stalker before. So how did they win Running Man?
They just got through it. They kept running.
They escaped?
They didn't. They didn't win.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, but the crowd thinks they won.
But the crowd thinks.
So they must have seen them get out.
They CGI'd Arnold later.
Well, right.
They CGI'd them winning.
But that's my question. Did they CGI them escaping or killing a stalker and escaping?
I think just escaping.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
Can you win that way? Like,
okay. I think. Okay. I guess. You just got to run. That's why you're the running man.
Aaron, unclear. We don't know.
It's like a cage match. You know, you can also win by escaping the cage.
Yeah, there you go. Right. So then, where are we? Fireball was about to kill Amber, but Arnold was hanging from the ceiling, I guess, and ripped out Fireball's gas line. And that was Jim Brown's, like, one line in the, oh, my gas line. And then Arnold says, how about the light? And tosses a flare at him. And Jim Brown exploded.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
It's great.
Then we hear Captain Freedom to Wardrobe. And that's Jesse Ventura's call. He dresses up in this stupid he's got the worst costume of all.
Yeah.
But he says, I'm not wearing this crap. I was killing people 10 years ago with my bare hands.
My bare hands.
When I was a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
No, right. Jesse, this is the movie. This is not, no, this isn't your real life.
I killed so many people in Nam.
Yeah,
exactly. I've killed more people than you've got friends.
Right.
But you're right. His suit looked crazy. It looked like someone going to like a Comic-Con as like a...
Yeah.
Like a as a robot.
As a terrible
Buzz
robot.
Lightyear. Right.
Why am I dressed up as the Terminator? This is bullshit.
Yeah.
So he doesn't do it. And that's really it for Jesse at that point.
I guess.
He doesn't do anything else.
Right.
The rest is superimposed.
It was a while since I'd seen this movie, and I thought that Arnold actually killed him. But no.
Right, no.
Yeah, he really didn't do very much in this movie. No.
Killian has his team create a fake video of Jesse killing Arnold and Amber. Captain Freedom snaps Amber's neck.
And just throws her onto some barbed wire fence. It's nasty.
Brutal death.
And then it's funny, him and Arnold fight for a while.
And Arnold gets some good shots in on him.
Yeah, but then he pushes Arnold into a spiked fence. It's like,
and you can tell how much bigger Jesse is than Arnold. You know, Arnold's got the muscles, but Jesse's a huge guy.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah. Then Arnold and Amber find the underground rebels who, I mean, they live down there.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Where the game is.
I don't know.
And he's like, oh, you could have helped us. And he's like, yeah, but then they would have known we're down here.
Right.
Can't have that. So then Amber gives them the unedited footage that proves Arnold's innocence. And he asks Amber, where did you hide that? And she says, none of your business.
Good. Spoiler alert. Josh?
It was the snatch. The snatch, right?
Yes.
But the snatch, that the video out of there.
So the rebels broadcast a video showing all the lies that Killian's told, like the dead winners and Arnold's innocence. And, you know, so, yeah, that's good. Movie's over. Then Arnold, Amber, and the rebels grab some guns. They break into the control room, and one of the rebels says, don't touch that dial.
Dweezil Zappa.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then Killian tells the crowd, oh, we're experiencing technical difficulties, but the old lady from earlier yells, bullshit!
My best part of this movie.
And then a gunfight breaks out. Arnold shoots a bunch of bad guys. Then Amber shoots a bad guy dead, but then Dynamo knocks her down.
Hey, look who's back.
Amber says he's got no dick, punches him in the balls, and then Dynamo tries to rape her.
And he has a really questionable comeback line. He's like, I'll show you dickless.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not what you think it is.
He's on top of her, and then we just have one cut just showing his ass in tidy whiteys. Yeah.
Gross.
Tidy whiteys. But then she just shoots the sprinklers, and it electrocutes Dynamo to death. Not the best made suit.
No.
Like, hey, it's not going to rain while I'm out there, right?
It doesn't rain underground, right? But hopefully it doesn't find a puddle.
It did.
Well, no, this was in the control room.
Yeah, I know.
All they had to do was get some water down there, any water at all.
Water hose.
He takes a sip of water.
Yeah. Like, spit on him.
Right? Sneeze.
Sneeze on him.
So the rebels win the gunfight. Arnold finds Killian.
Hello, cutie pie. One of us is in deep trouble.
But then Killian's big security guard, or Arnold's brother.
Yeah.
Right. Walks in the room, and Killian acts all confident. He's like, and then the security guard says, I have to score some steroids.
I got to score some steroids.
And then
we got to rewind it three times.
He's like, Arnold, can I have some? And he's like, yeah, they're in the back.
So he walks away. And then it's funny how the movie, like, they hyped up this guy, this silent badass.
Yeah, right.
And then he never does anything.
Correct. Right.
It's kind of odd. And then Killian tells Arnold, oh, come on, it was just for TV. It's nothing personal. Like, this is what the people want.
So we got robbed of not only that fight, but the Ventura fight, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, come on, I've been in TV 30 years. And then Arnold says,
well, I haven't been in TV as long as you have, but I'm a quick learner. And I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
And he locks Killian in the roller coaster. And Killian says, you bastard, drop dead. And Arnold says, I don't do requests. And they're like, no, Arnold, not as the robot. Don't say it like the Terminator. Fuck. So then Killian goes down the slide.
Scene of the movie.
But for some reason, this time, the slide malfunctions and shoots him out too hard.
It's amazing.
And then he ends up flying up in the air, crashes into a billboard with his face on it.
Amazing.
The whole time with...
Yeah.
Awesome. And then explosions?
Amazing.
What's there?
He crashes
was there
into
explosives?
A yes. wooden billboard. Explodes.
Metal onto wood.
Because there's no motor on the... Well, I guess there is a little bit of a motor on that rocket thing.
A little tiny thing at the end, yeah.
Which, now that I think of it, did Stallone steal this for Cliffhanger when Lithgow was falling on the helicopter and...
Maybe.
But that was like back then, if a car crashed, it blew up.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Right.
Like, that's it.
Yep.
Like, that was the great thing about the first few Grand Theft Auto games. If your car flipped over, you had 10 seconds to get out of there because it was exploding. It doesn't matter why. It's, if it's turned over, it explodes.
Yeah.
And then Arnold says, well, that hit the spot.
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, he was so far from that slide. I guess we just have to assume someone was filming it still.
Right? Yeah.
I guess.
There's films everywhere in that world.
And then we have shitty, shitty 80s music as Arnold and Amber kiss as the crowd cheers them on.
Hey.
And then they woke up and it was all a dream. No, 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 lobotomized.
So that's how it ends. But at the end of the credits, the game show announcer, we hear him say, oh, if you want to be a contestant, then write us at blah, 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 and go out and do something despicable.
It's kind of funny.
So that was pretty funny at the end there, but.
So real quick, do we all know where this story came from before the movie?
I don't. Book,
right? I do.
So
I saw that Stephen King wrote it, right?
Yeah.
Under a pseudonym. Oh. Yeah, under a pen name.
Richard Bachman, yeah.
So he was not proud of this work or what?
The funny thing is, the dude that bought the rights to make this movie, when he bought the rights, he didn't know it was Stephen King wrote it.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yep.
But why? Was Stephen King ashamed of it?
No, he in the 80s, because he got really known for all his horror movie, for all his horror novels, and he wanted to write like some different stories.
Uh-huh.
So he came up with like an alias to write some different type of books.
Yeah.
So just so that if someone bought a Stephen King book and they're like, what the fuck? There's no horror in it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
So do you know how the book ends?
No.
Well, I guess obviously not since he didn't know of it. It ends. He still kills Killian, but in the book, he kamikazes himself with a plane into his building. So,
that's how he kills Killian?
Yeah. So he dies too, killing Killian.
Well, Stephen King.
Yeah. Right.
So he doesn't go off to Mexico with his hot Latina friend?
No.
Aw, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want to rate this movie?
I guess 8.5.
8.5?
8.5.
It's way too high.
Yeah, Aaron?
I'll give it an 8 just to make room for Arnold's best.
Yeah, I mean, for as an Arnold movie goes, I was thinking like a 7 or 8. I mean,
7 for me.
The end is just so, the end's the best part. But
it's a little cheesy. It's a little corny. There's a lot of holes. Maybe even a 6, but you know, I'll go 7.
It's a lot of fun though. It's so fun, much but fun. It's, 6.
Isn't it fun? Cause like a we're 6? Laughing at it. How much are we laughing at it versus we're rooting for it?
I can buy a 7, a 6, like barely above average.
It was okay.
It was kind of disrespectful for an Arnold movie, to be honest.
6.5 if I had to do like a real rating.
Whoa,
but I hate
.5s,
so I said 7. I said 7.
We might have to throw some hands here, Joe. This was in
Aaron
his,
takes it so personal.
So personal. This was in his
Aaron,
run of,
you hated Endgame. Go away.
No, all I right? did. I loved Endgame.
Oh, okay.
I loved Endgame.
The end of Endgame?
Well, no, Aaron,
the end of Infinity
Aaron
War?
Had to see Endgame twice. So you just have to see this one more time.
Right, yeah.
And then you'll be on board.
Watch it one more time.
Because you're gonna remember, and you're like, oh, right, this is where he fucking chainsaws Buzzsaw's dick. And they're like, oh, all right, this is when he sets Jim Brown on fire. Yeah. Oh, this is when he crashes through the slide and explodes. That's what it's going to take.
Maybe.
That was Aaron in Endgame. He's like, oh, fuck, this is where he picks up the hammer. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Coming.
Fuck off.
Coming.
All right, I'll go 8 then.
Yep.
All right. You have trivia for it, right?
No, we've covered all of them.
Never mind.
I'm just saying, we throughout the talking about it, we covered everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fan questions. Mike Kunthertz.
Yes.
Mike nice. Kunthertz. I imagine. Yeah, she had that raw video up there. Mm. Remember when Aaron said we should watch The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare starring baby daddy Henry Cavill? Okay, next time, listen to him.
I haven't seen it yet. I was going to, but I have to wait for my wife. But I'm going to see it soon.
Josh spells Schwarzenegger without getting canceled. I think he's tried this before.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
pass. Yes.
Good call.
SW in a...
No, shut up. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, like, you know, okay, it looks good. It looks like a ripoff of Inglourious Bastards, but that's kind of what... what's his name? Guy Ritchie does.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like what's going to be a solid, you know, 7 kind of movie. Just fun action.
Bill Capri, Fuck, Marry, Kill, Arnold's co-stars, Sharon Stone, Maria Conchita Alonso, and Uma Thurman.
I'm marrying Alonso. Uma Thurman.
Yeah. Mm.
From
Freeze.
Oh, God.
From Batman and Robin.
I guess I'm killing her.
Oh, I would marry Sharon Stone.
Really?
Yeah, marry Sharon Stone. Absolutely.
She's a psycho. Yeah.
No, I'm.
What's going on?
You're marrying the character in the show.
Oh God, she was. She tried to kill him.
Exactly.
No, you're not.
That's why you just fuck her and leave.
It says Sharon Stone, not his wife.
I think I would marry Uma, fuck Sharon, and kill Maria. Although she's cute.
I think I'd also marry Sharon. I agree there.
Yeah, and I don't really care about the other two. Either one's fine. B Sands, hey guys, been a fan of the other podcast. Figured I'd give this one a try. Enjoyed the TV intro bracket. Thank you so much. KJ, what are your top three most rewatchable movies of all time?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Not just Arnold. I think for Aaron, it's Running Man, Commando, and...
fuck off.
And what? Terminator 2?
I mean...
there's some movies out there that are like A Few Good Men or Shawshank.
Has
right?
to be in there,
it's on
yeah.
TV all the time, and you just sure. watch it. You just have to fucking watch it.
For me, it's just my favorite movies. So like, there's a bunch, though. Like Dark Knight, Goodfellas, Inglorious Bastards.
Ooh, Joe, Fifth Element?
Multipass.
Yeah.
See, there's one he hasn't seen.
It's
yeah, I
give
was
him shit.
I'm, no, yeah, I was, hey, no. Hey, I was fucking five.
I was 12 when this came out. It's rated R. I shouldn't be seeing it.
I've seen it.
Joe, I've got a list of movies I need to show Andrew.
Good. All right. It's not just me.
Right. Yeah.
Just fell through the cracks. Happens.
Aaron's never missed a good movie.
Never.
Never.
Ever.
Mike, I signed up because you guys were starting to watch Fallout. Fallout 3 is my recommended start. Get the Game of the Year edition. The DLCs are great. The DLCs.
I think I saw something.
Dick sucking. Oh, no. Nope. I'm sorry. Downloaded. Wow. Content.
DSLs.
Yeah.
I think I saw something about sales of the Fallout 4 game have been up like 7,000%
since
the show came out.
Who do you play as?
I don't know. I haven't played the game.
I think you play as multiple people.
Oh, okay.
PCJ, did you hear the good news? OJ Simpson can now rest peacefully knowing his wife's killer has died.
Oh, my God. Allegedly. Well, I guess it's not.
That's actually pretty fucking clever. I like that. That's
Josh, cool. For $1 million, please try to say Schwarzenegger three times fast without getting canceled.
Schwarzenegger, Schwarzenegger, Schwarzenegger. Bam.
Fucking bad. Did it. Holy
Bam.
Shit.
Bam.
Are we recording
I think one
this?
Of those was racist, but...
The middle
you know,
one?
It wasn't on purpose.
No.
Rizzler, my entire life, I always thought Dynamo was King Kong Bundy.
Core. Sure.
It just now...
Oh, shit.
It's just now that I look it up on IMDb after you guys posted about Running Man, did I realize it wasn't him? I'm sad, but not half as sad as I was when I first saw this movie as a kid, watching Dynamo get killed emotional times.
You know,
yeah, it's hilarious.
That actor died right before the movie came out.
That's sad.
Yeah,
I was
heart
say-
attack.
He kind of reminded me of like a brother of Shark or the earthquake guy.
God, you love saying Shark all the time.
Man. I mean,
Shark
bring him amazing. Up all the time.
Yes, Shark is great.
It's almost too funny. Not you can't not say it. But no, you were saying that Sub-Zero was a wrestler, right? But was it a wrestler we've ever heard of?
No.
I don't think so.
Professor
Tanaka. I think he probably wrestled in Japan, maybe.
Oh, that probably makes sense.
Yeah, there it is.
So he's a New Japan wrestler?
Says American pro wrestler.
Could he have been in AEW?
No, he's dead. He died in 2000, so...
He trained the baby.
Jesus Christ, he was like 57.
Holy shit.
In that movie.
Wow.
Damn.
He was born in 1930. What the
57
fuck?
57
He looked
in that
good
movie.
For 57.
WCW, yeah. But in Australia, it says. Weird.
Huh.
Yeah.
Boy. Then he was part of the Dungeon of Doom with Kevin Sullivan.
Long successful run.
Holy shit, I was going to say, what the fuck?
Long successful run in WWF
in 1967.
What?
Number one contender to Bruno Sammartino. Of course, he never won.
That makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah, just super old. That's why we haven't heard of him. That's funny. That's all for fan questions, though. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. A bunch of bonus content on there, like we said earlier. Brackets. And we're currently going through Fallout. So it's a lot of fun.
Good times.
If you're not already, for the love of God, watch Fallout.
Yes. And we'll see you over there. patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash.
Yeah.